Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Sarah Delane here at the Fixed Ops Roundtable with Sarah Caballero. And she works for the Cavender Auto Group at the Buick GMC North location here in San Antonio. And what do you do here, Sarah?
Well, I am currently a C-level technician. So I work on our customers' vehicles, just addressing whatever concerns they have and additional recommendations if they need it.
Wow. And you've been a technician here for how long?
About 3.5 years actually employed at the shop.
And did you work as a technician somewhere previous to working at Cavender?
No, ma'am. So I went to a technical school on the south side of San Antonio for a year, and I got the job here about halfway through my schooling. So once I graduated, I was here full time.
Wow. So you've been here and you've been working for about 3.5 years.
Yes, ma'am.
What keeps you around here?
I love the environment, honestly. The shop is great. But mostly it's the people, the sort of community we have at Cavender. I love all the technicians down there. They're goofy guys, but we all do our best to work together and overcome the obstacles or problem vehicles when they do show up.
Awesome. And so how many technicians work in your shop?
That is a good question. I don't know the exact number. I'd say it has to be at least 30, though, including the express side and the cars.
Okay, maybe you can answer this for me. How many women technicians are in your shop?
2 currently, including myself, and we have had 3 others in the past.
Wow. And is it difficult being a woman in the shop with that many other men out there?
I wouldn't say specifically being a woman it's more difficult. It's difficult being small. There are some things that I just can't quite reach. But as far as being a woman, I haven't had any sort of hiccups with that necessarily. If anything, they spoiled me a little bit.
Yeah. You know, that's interesting that you say that, Sarah, because there's such a focus right now in the automotive industry, and especially on the fixed op side of things, for women in automotive, because there's not too many women, more now than there used to be, but it's especially rare to find them in fixed ops. I've found over my years in automotive. And so I find it interesting. What kind of attracted you to become a technician?
Well, basically, I've always kind of loved, it started out with puzzles and things like that, little model building kits. I've always loved to work with my hands. And after I had trouble with my own vehicle and decided to attempt fixing it myself, I was really satisfied with the result of not just, of course, saving money doing the work myself, but also with fixing something that was a high stress issue and could have caused me problems. It was nice fixing it myself and seeing the results at the end.
Wow. So when you were growing up, you had no intentions of being a technician?
I did not. About 5 years ago, I didn't know the first thing about vehicles aside from oil changes are important.
So you had trouble with your own vehicle, and that just catapulted you into this amazing career that you've had for the last few years. That's incredible. And would you change anything about your journey through getting into automotive and currently?
I probably would have started buying tools earlier on instead of needing them all immediately. It definitely helps to sort of space them out because they do make a huge difference.
Wow. And so it's very fascinating to me. Take me through a day in your career here at Cavender.
All right. Well, so basically I come in first thing in the morning. I see if I have any vehicles waiting for me and address those first, especially if we have somebody waiting for them. And then I basically dive into any repairs that I already have set or whatever my first priority would be. Just to try to get things back out to the customers as soon as possible and to be as thorough as I can, because I don't want to let anything slip and then them have a bad experience later on.
Wow. That's amazing. So is there anything that you hope to achieve in the next few years that maybe you haven't already?
I definitely would like to get some more of the certifications or classes and things that we have to travel to take in order to get those. And that would basically be how I would raise my technician level to be able to tackle more serious or difficult issues.
Wow. That's amazing. So do you have a family here in San Antonio?
My sister and brother and their little families, but not, I'm single myself.
Yeah.
But I definitely like to spend a lot of time with them.
Do you think it's more difficult for women in this industry than it is for men to balance their day-to-day life and their career?
I think it would probably depend on how busy the individual's day-to-day life is. So, like, I am more of an introverted person. I don't care too much to be going out all the time and things like that. So I find it relatively easy to balance. If it was somebody that liked to spend a lot of time going out and doing activities and things like that, then they might find themselves a little more tired at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I love your outlook on being a female in this industry, because like I was saying earlier, that I oftentimes see kind of a negative light drawn to that, but I feel like we have similarities in our opinions of this industry. Is, you know, maybe we are the only woman in the room, but that just gives us another leg up for, you know, possibly beating the odds, or maybe I'm just competitive. I don't know about you, but
I can be definitely.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So if you were to give advice to any young female, or maybe looking back in your past as the young girl that you once were, what advice would you give her if she wanted to be in the automotive industry and maybe be in fixed ops?
I guess to not be too intimidated by the sort of stereotype or the way things seem initially. Like, I've definitely noticed, especially earlier on, there were some issues or vehicles that I would see and I would be very hesitant to get my hands on. But once you actually get started and jump into it, it's basically you build it up in your head. But once you're actually there, hands on, it's not nearly as difficult as it seems, especially with a good support group.
So just take the leap.
Yeah, basically just take the leap.
So you just mentioned something with a great support team around you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about maybe your managers here, the leadership, your peers in the shop. How do they affect your day-to-day work?
Well, so they actually help very much so. So the managers, of course, if there's any sort of issues with something I think that we could cover on a vehicle and things like that, of course, we want to help our customers out when we can. And then all the guys in the shop, they're really good about if there's a vehicle, particularly something older that I may not have seen before and that they do have a lot of experience on. They're always very welcoming. I can go to them anytime and ask for tips or possibilities, some things that I may not consider with just my basically like by the book knowledge.
Yeah.
But they're definitely always willing to jump in and help. And I've got small hands, so I can help them I'll handle with their tight spaces.
That's awesome. That's rare to find in a lot of industries and a lot of job positions, that you have such a good team surrounding you and great leadership within your organization. So that's great to hear about the Cavender team here in San Antonio. So what type of vehicles do you work on from day to day?
For the most part, we definitely get a lot of our Yukons and trucks are what we see for the most part. They seem to be the most popular, at least in this side of town. And we do occasionally get some of the older makes that you don't see anymore, a few Pontiacs and things like that, which are always kind of interesting to work on.
Do you have any crazy story or maybe something that you would consider like the most far-fetched day of your automotive career?
Far-fetched, I think. Well, I mean, you do get the occasional squirrel in an engine compartment. Things like that you got to keep an eye out for, watch for little paw prints and things like that. But I guess like some things are just really unexpected. So, I mean, I've had one before where it seemed to be a brake issue where it was squealing pretty loudly anytime they applied the brakes, but it was a brand new truck. It only had like 600 miles on it. And then after looking, it was just a little piece of paper, like a little label had gotten stuck in the brake pads and was causing this super loud noise, which, I mean, who would consider that just this little piece could cause such a problem. Yeah, so that was kind of interesting to find. You never really know. It's like what you think would be the initial issue whenever it's something completely off base. It's always just kind of fun and interesting. And we'll go and share our stories with each other. Like, you wouldn't believe what I found today. So strange how that happened.
It wasn't a squirrel, at least.
It wasn't a squirrel that time. I've been lucky enough not to come across the squirrels. It's mostly been the other guys with bad luck in the shop.
That is hilarious. So day to day, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love being a technician here?
Day to day, I'd say probably a 9, just because it does get tiring sometimes.
Yeah.
And the heat off a freshly driven in vehicle is quite warm. but I do really love the work. I love working with my hands and being able to take an issue where it's either like noisy or it runs really rough, and then being able to then drive it out afterwards and it's nice and smooth. It feels more secure and safe, and I like knowing that I did my best to help this person, and I did it honestly and things like that.
Wow, that's impressive. So changing trajectories a little bit here, I like to ask when I talk to technicians or people in fixed ops in general, where do you think our industry is going when it comes to EVs? What do you think your job is going to look like in the near future as electric vehicles kind of move through the market?
Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely going to be much more heavily, obviously, electronic focused as opposed to the more mechanical things that we have now. It's definitely going to be a lot more fine tuning and things like that, which can seem, I guess, intimidating at times because you do have to deep dive into it a little bit more. But as long as you're meticulous and you follow the steps, generally they have a good layout for basically your diagnostic procedures, which things to check first, and as long as you're detail oriented, it shouldn't be too big of a problem. It's mostly just tracking things down, you know, following the trail of breadcrumbs, so to speak.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you have a very impressive career here at Cavender, and it sounds like you have a bright future ahead of you as well. Any last words for anybody watching the Fixed Ops Roundtable right now? Maybe some words of encouragement for the next few months or so?
Yeah, well, definitely don't let the sound of the issues or anything like that deter you. Once you get in there, and especially if you have anybody you can ask for help, things like that, it's never as difficult as you may make it seem in your mind. As long as you get your hands on it, test some things out, generally it'll all work out.
Wow, that's awesome. And what level of technician are you here?
I'm a C-Tech currently.
Okay. So you heard it here first, everyone, at the Fixed Ops Roundtable with Sarah C. Here at Cavender Auto Group in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you so much, Sarah, for the interview today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.